Well, I started my hurling life with St. Vincent's Club as a juvenile, and from that I worked up to the minor grade. But because my father was involved with the St. Vincent's Club, it's only natural that I would join it as a young boy. And it came to a situation where St. Vincent were playing the archenemy Own Row. Now, the morning of the final, when I was sitting in the dressing room ready to tug off, a sort of a row developed between my father and Father Fitzpatrick at one end of the dressing room, and we didn't know what that was all about. But anyway, as I subsequently learned, Father Fitzpatrick had decided that I would be dropped for that particular game, and a newcomer, a Sean Cowan, who had come from the Crokes Club, that he was going to be put in instead of me. Now, that infuriated my father because, as he pointed out to Father Fitzpatrick, that I was the free taker on the team, that I was the top scorer on the team, and why change the winning team when his son was the man who had done all the scoring? Father Fitzpatrick realised probably his error and agreed then that I would stay on the team. But when I was going out of the dressing room to play on the hollowed sod of Croke Park, my father grabbed my arm and says, "Listen, if you never played a good match before, I want you to do it today." So I didn't take any note of that because I saw no reason why, because any time I went out to play, when I had a jersey on, no matter who it was for, Dublin or for my club, I always gave him my best. So we went out and the game was an amazing one, because we beat Own Row by 4-5 to 5-1. And I'll always remember the score, because out of the 4-5, I had scored 2-5. My brother Seamus had scored a goal to make it 3-5. And then the winning goal was kicked by Eamon Foley, who came in at the last minute as a substitute, and we won the game by a point. When the game was over, we were walking down Clonliffe Road, and my father, myself and Seamus, my brother, and my father said to me, I was talking to the Own Road chairman, and I asked him, would he give me a transfer form? Because next week, he said, you're going to transfer from Vincent's to Own Row. And of course, if my father had made that decision, there was nothing I or Seamus could do about it. And that's the way it finished. A few weeks afterwards, we signed the transfer form, and we were now members of the archenemy, the Own Row Club. And of course, from then onwards, when I joined the Own Rows, I won another minor championship medal with Own Row a year after that. And as well as that, I went on and graduated to the junior team when we won every junior competition. There were about 8 competitions, and in 1942, we won every competition that was to be won in junior ranks before I went on to senior. And my first senior match with Own Row was an extraordinary one. In 1943, Own Row decided to bring the Wonder Team from the South to Croke Park to play in the Merrion Church Tournament. It was to raise money for the Merrion Church Fund. And the team that they brought up was Ahan, who had dominated hurling in Limerick for about 7 or 8 years. They were county champions. And they had marvellous players, famous players like the Mackey brothers, John and Mick, Timmy Ryan, and the Herbert brothers, Tony Herbert, Mick Hermit, and Sean Herbert. And another famous man was Jackie Power, whose son Ger Power played with Kerry in the famous All-Ireland between Dublin and Kerry. And that was a marvellous match because we were playing against certainly a very, very strong team. We gave a great exhibition. We were leading by 1 point with about a minute to go when Mick Mackey got a ball, broke his way through, and despite the fact that he didn't get any favours from the Old Row backs, he still managed to get the ball into his hand and stick it in the net, and Ahan won it at the finish.